Our guest today, Charlotte Gainsbourg, the French actress and singer, is the daughter of a cultural icon. The musical star is Serge Gainsbourg, whose music was dominant in France for decades. Her new album, IRM, is her third overall and her second in recent years. It was produced and written with the American artist Beck, as we will hear Christine say today. In many ways, it is his album. I started out asking her why she decided on the collaboration with Beck.
Just very simply because I admire him, I love his work, and I've been listening to his songs forever. So I was just hoping that we could do something together, but I wasn't really aiming for anything in particular, just meeting him and just seeing how things would go. And it was done in a very instinctive way. That's the way we worked for a year and a half, going back and forth. We didn't really work for a year and a half, but because I live in Paris, I had to go to Los Angeles to work in his studio, and each time we started a new song, went in a new direction. I wanted it to be that eclectic, and I think it is, just exploring different styles.
Well, you know, speaking to that diversity of the album, I thought we would start off with Le Chat de Café des Artistes, which, unless he's, I have to assume that these, you at least translated his lyrics, if not wrote these.
No, it's a cover song.
Oh.
It's a cover song from a Canadian artist called Jean-Pierre Ferland, and it's from the 70s.
Hmm.
I didn't know about him at all. He's very well known in Canada, but anyway, Beck knew him and made me listen to this song, and I loved it. I thought the lyrics were really heavy because talking about death and the way it was, the arrangements and all of that. But I was so attracted to that track after having listened to it. Once I couldn't let go, and I realized how much I wanted to try it.
And people are pointing this as sort of a nod towards your father's work. Did it feel that way?
That song?
Yes.
I know, but it's, well, it really isn't because the song existed.
Right.
And no, it's really that artist who... who invented it. So, but I can see the link. Of course, I can see the violin, the way the arrangements could hear things from Melody Nelson, of course. It is very obvious, but we didn't work in that. Well, I didn't think about it in those terms. And I thought about my father a great deal, but it was more to do with the African rhythms that he had used on other songs like Couleur Café and New York USA. And that really reminded me of him and attracted me in that direction because of him.
Yeah, it's funny. I would pick that song because your father did so many things into, you know, the reggae album and so many different things that you cannot pinpoint one thing that that he did, certainly.
Yeah.
But this works really well. This is a really wherever it came from. And now
thanks.
I know. This is a live version of Le Chat du Café des Artistes.
Ficelle
Charlotte Gainsbourg, our guest today, along with Beck and the band, recorded live for us. And that is one that's on the new album called IRM. And we should talk about IRM for people who are not French. It's quite easy to figure it out because it's MRI here.
Yeah.
And you talked about the length of time between your two albums, and you left out so many important things that happened to you, including
yes, it's true.
including a water skiing accident that months later found you inside more than one MRI tube. And tell me about that experience. You had a brain hemorrhage, but you were not aware of it.
No, I wasn't aware of it. And I think a month and a half later, doing an MRI because I had really heavy headaches, they took me straight to hospital, and I had a great amount of blood in my head. So, I was very close, and realizing that afterwards, I became very, very nervous and really scared about what could have happened, and so I don't know. I had the recovery was really long, but just mentally. Very, very long. And thank God I started the album with Beck, and then I did a film with Lars von Trier, which was very, very haunting and heavy, and it took my mind off my own problems. But this MRI sound that was became very familiar because I had a lot to do.
Did it represent, the sound?
I think it became an escape. I was asking for MRIs in the end because I was always sure that something was going wrong, and it was the only way to find out. And being in that sort of coffin, I don't know, those sounds are very, very chaotic and brutal and aggressive, but I finally enjoyed it and found something exciting about it in regards to those sounds. We only picked a very small sample of what you can hear going through the whole sequence of the MRI, but after a while, it was an escape to imagine music inside, well, with those sounds, and the fact that Beck was excited by that idea. I didn't bring it up as soon as I met him, but I did talk about it maybe at the second session and brought those sounds that I had found on the internet. You can go through a whole sequence to prepare yourself for having to go through an MRI. So it was quite exciting for me to be able to mix some a true memory, something that was very real, to project.
And I understand that Beck had written a lyric about drilling a hole in the head, which was what actually happened to you.
Of course, I've got a hole in my head.
But he didn't realize that.
No, apparently he didn't know what. Well, yeah, he didn't know what happened, and it's late. This was one of the first songs we recorded, and he wrote that lyric, and I didn't really think. For me, it was very normal, very true, and it's only later on that he said, "I didn't realize that that this was so true," and it was quite funny. But funny coincidences happened, and we just grabbing things that were around us, like, I don't know, my daughter talking, we just grabbed her, recorded her voice. My son was having fun on the drums, and we recorded him. It made it into a song. I was any little thing was good to take.
And well, let's listen. This is the live version of IRM.
Imaging my mind.
IRM, which is the title track and actually the title experience of Charlotte Gainsbourg's new album, and we're getting a chance to talk with her. Why did you come back to music when you did it a few years ago?
Why did I come back to music?
Because there was such
music.
A gap between the initial recordings, which were with your father, which you were very young.
Yeah, I was 12 when I recorded Lemon Incest. Then he wrote a whole album for me when I was 16. And he died when I was 19. And when he died, I really felt that music was over for me, that there was no reason without him to go back to try something else. There was no point. So it took me a very long time to authorize myself of thinking about music again and finding something possible. And really, AIRM made it possible because I went towards them. Well, they wanted to... We both had the same idea at the same time, but I really had the feeling that I went towards their world. I think before that, Madonna took a little piece of my voice in a film, a little monologue that I had, and put it the beginning of one of her songs, and it was funny for me to hear my voice on someone else's music. Had nothing to do with my father. I enjoyed it very much, and maybe it was first glimpse of, you know, something that would become possible.
Mm. I would think also that just your father's legacy would be weighing. In terms of how can I do this?
Yeah, after it is that. Heavy.
Yeah,
yeah. So, but that's why I think for the moment the only way, well, not the only way, but that it's easier for me to sing in English because the references are less heavy, and I need to find some kind of freedom. I can't always deal with references all the time, so I love having references to his music inside the music, but singing in French would be a bit too much.
Well, we'll get to another one in English, which is the one that you and Beck do together called Heaven Can Wait.
She's fighting, it hurts to make a stand out of clothes. first aid kit and a flashlight. Go into a desert unknown. Heaven can wait, and hell's too far to go. Somewhere between what you need and what you know. And the time to drive that escalator into the ground.
Heaven Can Wait, our guest, Charlotte Gainsbourg, along with Beck, who worked together on IRM, the new album. And we have time for one more. I wanted to do Dandelion. I'm curious as to how, you know, you feel, because you're such a, you've been a collaborative artist in all of your work in the past. This one, it feels like you were a little more involved. Well, tell me about how much were you more involved with working with him on really translating your ideas into these songs? It seems that way from what I've read about it.
Really, Beck wrote everything. He wrote all the lyrics and all the music. I came up with titles and a subject, an idea, but I felt it was never enough, really. But I think it was enough to, I hope, to influence him, or I don't know, or give him the impression of what I had in my head, what I had in my mind, what I wanted to say. And we did get along very well. There was something that we didn't need to talk that much. He understood really very well what I was feeling. It was sometimes weird that he felt so clearly about, you know, some feelings I had without me having to explain anything. That's why I'm always talking about coincidences, because I don't know if he was writing about himself or if he was just understanding everything, being like un devin and guessing very truthfully.
Well, this is Dandelion.
Blue. Dandelion, I wanna go.
Dandelion, another performance from our guest today, Charlotte Gainsbourg, from her new album, IRM. And congratulations, Charlotte. I understand that since then you've gone on to make two more films. And after this tour, you have more film work or more?
I should have another film next summer. So I've got time to work on the live and going on tour.
Well, that's great.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being
here. Thank you. Thanks a lot.